USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the end of a day of searching for a missing boy on Friday, the Grimes County, Texas sheriff said of the efforts,
"We have one mission, which is to find a young man."
So the latest is mission accomplished, as that missing three-year-old has been found alive shortly before noon local time today, about 5 miles from his home. He'd last been seen playing with a dog on Wednesday in his Plantersville neighborhood. He apparently just wandered off. He's been reunited with his family and taken to a hospital to be evaluated, but the sheriff said he seems to be fine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meeting with Pope Francis today at the Vatican after he had given an address in which he urged world leaders to act on climate change, Pelosi calling the meeting a spiritual, personal, and official honor. Former President Trump's about to hold a rally in Iowa. It'll be his first since the 2020 election. And this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
U.S. diplomats are meeting with Taliban representatives this weekend. The face-to-face meetings are reportedly going on in Qatar, the first such meetings between the two sides since American forces withdrew from Afghanistan in August. Another case of an unruly passenger aboard a commercial airliner being arrested as it made an emergency landing, in this case, at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Reports of suspicious behavior by a passenger, which led to some sort of square-off with other passengers, and then it turned into what the airline, Republic Airlines, refers to as a security incident. A huge police response met the airliner when it touched down in New York. This follows this pledge from President Biden just a few days ago.
I want you to know I've instructed the Justice Department to make sure that we deal with the violence on aircraft.
A report today that at least 9 Rikers Island inmates in New York City freed by New York's Democratic governor last month have all been arrested again. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
That new Texas abortion law temporarily reinstated after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted a stay late Friday night. That after a lower court had blocked the law's implementation. Attorney General Ken Paxton filing the motion earlier Friday, arguing that the federal government has no jurisdiction over state law. Texas passed SB 8 earlier this year. It bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat's detected, which is usually about 6 weeks. It looks like a top TV chef is leaving his longtime TV home.
Everyone out to beat me.
Bobby Flay, according to Variety, is leaving the Food Network, having ended talks recently on a new contract. It means they'll be parting ways after 27 years. Of course, among the series Flay is known for are Grillin' and Chillin' and Brunch at Bobby's, and the one you just heard a piece of there, Beat Bobby Flay. And Lego is setting sail with its newest product, you might say, as the toy brick company has announced fans will be able to build a replica of the RMS Titanic, of course, one of the most famous ships of all time. It's one of Lego's longest models and the most pieces, too, with, what, over 9,000 pieces? And a Titanic price tag as well. It runs about $630. Lego says you'll have it available in time to give for Christmas. In fact, it should land on and online for purchase next month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.